This is Superior Tony Evans, and you better hush because you're listening to the OVW podcast, the unofficial podcast of Ohio Valley Wrestling.
Welcome to the OVW Podcast, the unofficial podcast of Ohio Valley Wrestling. My name is Jackman Oaks. I'm joined today, as always, by Brian Hines.
Hey, Jackman.
And we are joined as it's Thursday in the feed. You know what that means. We have a special guest. We are sitting down with Orion. Orion, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm fantastic.
Yes, thank you for coming by.
Right before we went on air here, we were having a conversation about like kind of the way that you view wrestling. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I noticed, I think, thematically that you kept touching on was like this idea of change and progress.
Right.
So within the last year, you've made a really, really big change. Why did you make the change from Blanco Loco to Orion?
So the Blanco Loco moniker was kind of cast upon me upon going to Florida from New York. And it was something that... While it did get me to certain aspects of my career, you know what I'm saying, that I'm thankful for, it didn't always feel 100% like me.
Right.
And that was one of the biggest kind of like the hill, you know, one of the biggest hills I had to climb was kind of like, you know, I love being this mass, you know, this mass character, but everybody kept on trying to kind of describe me as a luchador. And, you know, while I have trained, you know, in the lucha libre style, that's not, you know, who Blanco Loco was. And it was very hard to really, you know, accept that with everybody looking at me one way when that's not the way I wanted to be perceived.
Sure.
So it just got to a point where it was, you know, how do I change this? How do I be 100% me, and you know, not fake it in front of the crowd? Because again, people can tell when you're being fake.
Absolutely.
You know, you can fool some, but you can't fool all. So it got to a point where it was like, you know what, let me take a risk. Let me, you know, and this was in the midst of me, you know, me and Luke Curtis, our back and forth battles for almost I think a year at OVW.
Sure.
For the Rush Division Championship. And it just got to the point where our feud had gotten so volatile that there needed to be some kind of end to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and Luke took it upon himself to rip that mask off, which at the time I was absolutely just mortified with, because you know, that was part of my identity.
Sure, that's a big deal.
It's one of the worst things you can do to one of your fellow competitors.
Exactly. You know, and he at the time I was like, you took something from me. But you know, now, you know, as the rebirth of Orion, you know what I'm saying, it got me thinking. It's like, Did you take something from me, or did you release something?
What do you think it is that Luke Curtis released?
Well, I mean, anybody that's been watching the, you know, OVW Rise on Thursday nights, or even the new OVW Overdrive, you know, can plainly see it's pure rage, pure violence, pure unadulterated, just absolute ass kicking.
Right.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. I mean, in the last few weeks since you've gone by Orion, you've got a mean streak and a tenacity that just was not there before. And I remember the first time that happened, we talked about it on the show, and I remember saying something to the effect of, well, it's about time, because I felt like you had a lot of talent and you were out there and doing the things, but you weren't getting as far as you could or wanted to. And I was glad to see that, because I feel like you've really stepped up, and I can't wait to see what's next. But one of the other things that I mentioned in that first episode where we talked about it was Orion, the Constellation, is most known for his belt. What belt do you plan on going after?
Currently, it's the Rush Division Championship, because honestly, I never received my rematch. And that's kind of the biggest thing that bothers me about OVW is, if I can sway away, is, you know, talking about my opportunities or lack thereof.
Yeah.
You know, if you've noticed, OVW will take me any chance they get. Any chance they get, they'll push me into a main event pitcher. Mm-hmm. You know, look what I did with Tony Gunn. Look what I did in this ladder match, you know, from Tough Love.
Oh my God, that
you
was
know,
incredible.
The cage match with Luke Curtis. You know, saying the TLC match from I think like 4 months ago. And it's always, you know, oh, we need somebody amazing. We need somebody to fight. We need somebody to go out there and just put people in shock and awe and mm-hmm. show everybody what they can do. And it's always me. It's always me. And that's when they look at me. But then all of a sudden, when it comes to me getting a championship match, it's not your time. But see, that's the problem, is it is my time. And I'm going to make it my time. And you mentioned me having a mean streak. It's not a mean streak. I don't like that verbiage, simply because I'm not being mean. I'm here to win. I'm not here to make friends. You know, I'm here to win and carve my name into OVW history, to leave a legacy. So if somebody takes that as me being mean, so be it. But it's simply just business.
For me, as a fan or a journalist, I hear you talking about missed opportunity. And we're talking about missed opportunity at the same time that this new version of you, this anger of you, this viciousness, this violence of you comes out. But now I hear you talk about missed opportunity. Is all of the mean streak of Orion purely out of the want to win?
It's 100% out of the want to win. It's the 100% of the necessity to win. That's the biggest thing, is everybody thinks that I'm here to beat people up and, you know, hurt them. I don't want to hurt anybody. It's not about wanting to hurt somebody. It's the need, like I have to release my rage. Mm-hmm. And that's OVW's fault.
Sure.
That's Al Snow's fault. The reason that I'm so rageful is because, once again, I've been denied something. My OVW Rush Division Championship. And you can argue, oh, well, you had an opportunity at the ladder match. But did I really?
It's hard to say.
You had seven men in that match.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Seven other men. And I beat all seven of them in the past. Multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
I've beaten Cal Hero. I've beaten Hota Peso. Yeah. I just beat Will Austin.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've decimated ZDP.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maximo, he was out on the shelf for 6 months because of what I did.
That, yeah.
You know?
And then here you are, it seems like, you get again, denied an opportunity.
1/7 of a chance instead of a one-on-one chance.
Exactly. Even Ragnar, I decimated him on OVW Overdrive just weeks prior. And yet, they think it's fair to throw me in a multi-man match. Okay. And I did my damnedest. I did my best. But I was, once again, I was screwed over because I was put in a situation where they didn't want me to win.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that. Because they know that once I win that OVW Rush Division Championship, nobody's taking it from me.
That is yours.
It's mine. And I was never given my one-on-one. Look at the history of OVW. How many opportunities have the Golden Lions gotten at the OVW Tag Team Championships? Mm, how many times?
Too many, if you're asking me.
Multiple. Luke Curtis, when I was Rush Division champion, received 5 rematches for the OVW Rush Division Championship.
Mm.
5.
You have, as you said, yet to receive one.
I have yet to receive one. I lost that championship in a triple threat match against Cal Hero and Luke Curtis. And I can own a loss. I can absolutely own a loss. I lost. Sure. 100%. But where's my rematch? Where's my chance to redeem myself? Where's my chance? You want me to stop being so rageful? You want me to stop being so violent, so vicious? Give me peace. That's all I want. I want peace so I can settle. But not settle in a way of get comfortable. Just settle my mind. I'm rageful because I don't have what's mine. I'm rageful because I haven't even gotten the chance or the opportunity to get what's mine. Just like tonight in Manchester at the Music Hall. Am I receiving a one-on-one Rush Division Championship match?
As you rightfully deserve, or as you feel you rightfully deserve?
No,
I'm
not. I'm
gonna assume the answer is no.
No, the answer is not. I'm in another multi-man Rush Division Championship match with 7 other men. Again, it is 8-man scramble match for the Rush Division Championship. So once again, the odds are stacked against me. And I have to fight an uphill battle to once again try and reclaim what rightfully I should have already had.
you end up at OVW coming from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Florida, really, really historically notorious wrestling community, wrestling state.
Mm.
You mentioned earlier in this interview you were in New York prior to that.
Yes.
Is that where you started? Is that where you were born?
That's where I was born, and that's where I started training. Upstate New York, Syracuse.
So how long have you had? How long have you been training? How long have you been wrestling? I guess is the best question.
Oh, oof. It's got to be at least 15 years now.
I can definitely understand some of more, especially when you put it that way. You've traveled mm-hmm. coast to coast, state to state, upended your life, moved all over the place,
country to country.
You have almost tripled the amount of experience a lot of these other guys have,
mm-hmm.
especially a lot of the other guys that you mentioned in this conversation.
Yep.
I can definitely see where Orion is starting to, I can see where Orion comes from. I can see where Orion comes from when you put it that way.
He's a necessity. And that's the biggest thing. It's a necessity because I, again, like you said, I get frustrated. I get rageful because I watch all these other men sit and get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're comfortable where they're at. And the only thing that I'm comfortable with is being uncomfortable. And I constantly make myself uncomfortable. Why? Because it helps me to succeed. It helps me to get better. It helps me to learn. These people, they're sitting on their own complacent ways. They have no conviction in the things that they want or that they do. Look at the OVW roster and tell me, of any of them, who travels as much as I do?
Where all have you traveled in the last 6 months?
6 months, yeah. The UK,
okay.
London, England, all throughout there. I've done Canada multiple times. Tennessee, Kentucky, obviously, Florida, Georgia, Texas, California, all these places, North Carolina, South Carolina, London, Ontario, Toronto, Ontario.
I think you're going to Japan later this year. Is that
we're working on correct? Japan later this year, okay. as well.
Oh, that's, wow. Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah.
And that's going to be another stopovers. It's going to be another UK tour that leads into over in Japan as well. And that's like the biggest thing is like, again, and you look at the roster and you're like, okay, let me see. Where are these other people going? They're just sitting and they're just waiting,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And you're out busting your ass.
Exactly. And that's, you know, that again, that's where the frustration comes in. But it's okay. I understand you want to be loyal to OVW. And that's fine. Keep your loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loyal to OVW. I'm very loyal. That's why I'm here. But loyalty only goes so far. And I'll only be loyal up until a certain point to where I have to make changes. And those changes come in the fact of going from being the nice guy to now I'm going to decimate the entire roster until you actually look at me and see me for what I am.
Who are you, Orion?
I'm the Vision. I am the absolute best at OVW. There's no denying that.
No.
You can have your opinion.
You have a very good argument. I won't say who I think is the best or who I think is the worst, but I do think you have a very good argument.
You can have your opinions. I will never tell somebody that they can't have an opinion. But the pure fact of the matter is, pound for pound, match for match, you look at the history of OVW thus far since I've come into OVW, and I will tell you one thing. Every single fan, it's why they always talk. That on the thing that the fans always talk about, every single time, I take the highest risks, I fight the hardest fights, and they talk about me. But here's the thing. Do they ever give them my flowers? No. And do you want to know why?
Why?
Because OVW has them trained like obedient dogs. They do. Think about it.
Everyone seems to have the same chance week in and week out. Everyone seems to be almost, like you said, conditioned to appreciate a certain kind of person or a certain kind of talent. Do you feel like you're on the outside of that?
I think the fans wanted me to stay the giggly, bubbly, over the top.
Pikachu guy.
And don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I don't love Pikachu. I do love Pikachu.
Everybody loves Pikachu.
You know?
Sure.
I have a tattoo of Pikachu on my wrist.
I play Pokemon every day, so I'm right there with
you. I do too. I do love all those things.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. They wanted me to stay like that. They wanted me to be the nice guy. They wanted me to shake everybody's hands and kiss all the babies. But where did that get me? Nowhere. Nowhere. It wasn't until even as Blanco Loco, if you look at it, I was nice, and I lost to Luke Curtis again and again and again. And it wasn't until I just completely changed my gears and got violent that I beat Luke Curtis and won the OVW Rush Division Championship.
What was it like to win that night? You have all this animosity, clearly, all this I hesitate to use paranoia. Maybe I'll use the word anxiety about how you're going to be treated in OVW. Was there ever even a moment where you felt like you could actually celebrate being a Rush Division champion?
The moment that I won and I beat Luke was serene. Mm-hmm. It was calming. It was finally a release. It was literally all this hard work that I've been putting in, all this frustration, all the, like you said, like, you know, the anxiety, the doubts, the fears and everything like that. It just finally released, you know? And then instead of, you know, the following week, instead of being able to actually celebrate, it was literally, you know, out of the pot into the frying pan. Mm-hmm. Literally, because Luke was right there again. Give me a title match. Give me a title match. Give me a title match. And what did I do? As champion, I said, okay. And then I beat him. And it was, give me another chance. Give me another chance. Give me another chance. Okay. And I gave him another chance inside of a steel cage. No excuses.
Right.
And I beat him. And then it was, I deserve another chance. I deserve another chance. And then Venganza came out of nowhere. And it was Luke Curtis in a mask. You know?
Was that insulting to you?
It was, I don't want to say insulting. I want to say it was pathetic. In my mind, because, you know, Luke knew he had lost, and he, in that match, he'd lost as well, you know, and then he comes back and he gets into a triple threat with me and Cal, and he somehow pulled a victory and pulled the wool over everybody's eyes and he won. And then a week later, he was stripped of the championship because Luke Curtis couldn't be champion because Venganza won it because of the contractual status.
Right.
And then you just watch this series of events after that. And it's like, okay, I had no time to celebrate. I had, you know what I'm saying? I had a good title reign. I think it was about 3 months, but it was always Luke Curtis. Mm-hmm. It was never giving chances to other people. You know, there was even, I mean,
and it's not like there's any shortage of talent in that division.
There's not. And I truly believe that the Rush division gets kind of pushed to the side. Mm-hmm. During my time as champion, and before that, we had a consistent viewing of, you know, the Rush division is top tier, top tier, top tier. And then once Luke won it, and then, you know, as Venganza, and then he lost it. And that was the thing that kind of, you know, kind of peeved me. Mm-hmm. He won it. It was stripped of him. And do you know the next match that happened after that?
I have a feeling I know what it is.
Luke Curtis versus Cal Hero in a ladder match for the OVW Rush Division Championship.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Where was I?
That's a valid question.
The former champion. Why did Cal Hero get a rematch for the Rush Division Championship and not I?
There's a word that we've heard thrown around about Cal Hero a couple of times. One of them was by your former teammate, Will Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And the word is nepotism.
100%. 100%.
That's all you have to say.
That's one thing that Will and I will agree on. And I'll say this about Will Austin. He's got all the talent in the world, but he stands in his own way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the problem, is he's so concerned about everybody else. And he just thinks he's the greatest thing. And while you can have a great opinion of yourself, and it is fact, Will Austin is an amazing wrestler. He's an amazing talent. He's an amazing athlete. He does things that blow my mind. As you know, you saw at Tough Love when he jumped off of a 20-foot ladder and gave me a cutter from another ladder. Absolutely mind-blowing. But Will needs to sometimes just listen and learn.
Why do you think he didn't want to listen to you?
I don't think he wanted to listen. We're two alpha males. Mm-hmm. 100%. We're two alpha males. We have the same mindset, but a different way of getting to that. You know, to that ultimate goal,
right?
You know, and that's all it was. And a lot of people want to, you know, throw shade on it and be like, oh, it's, you know, they didn't click. To be honest with you, in our short time as a tag team in OVW, we were probably, you know what I'm saying, we were on the rise.
Absolutely.
But Will let his own ego get in the way. That's why I had to put him down.
Do you think ever that you keep associating this word ego with Will Austin? Do you think that that's maybe just a reaction to that he didn't want to do it your way?
No. I mean, Will Austin has an ego, and some of it is deserved. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong, because every single professional wrestler should have an ego. I have an ego.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to say I don't. Every person in the world has some sort of ego. Yeah. You have an ego as a podcaster.
Big one.
Both of you do. But the thing, you know, the difference between me and Will is I know when to put mine in check.
Mm-hmm.
I know when to calm myself as to not get overly egotistical to kind of screw myself over.
Mm-hmm.
Will gets these opportunities, and that's what happened in our match in December, is Will's ego got the best of him, and he lost. And I pinned him 1-2-3.
One of the things that I always like to try to figure out with you guys when I get to this opportunity, this great opportunity to sit down and talk to wrestlers, is I always want to figure out where the sour grapes are. The more you talk about your status at OVW, the more you talk about the work that you've put in, not only at OVW, but across almost two decades as a wrestler, I'm having a really hard time finding the sour grapes. I'm having a really hard time figuring out why you're not actually just justified in being as angry as you are, as paranoid as you are. Do you think that there's anything that ever happened in your career that made you... Did you start finding a way to justify things after you were jealous, after you were upset, or is this actually the way that Orion views the world?
This is how I view the world. There's realistically no sour grapes, because here's the thing. As much as I know that I deserve these opportunities,
mm-hmm.
as much as I know I should have got my rematch, as much as I know that my way is the right way, I understand the world isn't fair.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the world is also blind. And everybody thinks that I wear the blindfold for them. That's not why I wear the blindfold. I wear the blindfold so that in between the moments that I'm not in the ring or that I'm not trying to beat the living hell out of somebody, I can have some semblance of peace to myself. So you're right. You're having a hard time finding the sour grapes, but because there are no sour grapes. I don't consistently stick my mind into, man, I should still be mad about this. No, I go out there. And I will honestly do my best every single time. Just like tonight. 8-man scramble match. Is it fair? Nope. Should I have a 1-on-1? Yep. Am I going to get in the future? Hopefully. But I can sit here and I can go out there and I can be upset in that ring. And I can be anxious. And I can be fearful. Or I can go out there and beat the ever-living hell out of everybody in that match and take my Rush Division Championship back. So no sour grapes.
Where could we find you on the internet? Where could we find you on social media?
Pretty sure it's all the same. Just Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. It's just The Orion X. And Facebook is the same.
The Vision Orion, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely, thank you. Thank you.
I think our motto at this point is, let's just see what happens.